to pick a song that matches the mood of the weather outside. So, you know, just happy and up and cloudy.
It does kind
of
look a little bit like late September.
Shut up.
I'm sorry.
Poor Reels.
Now you want to talk.
Hey.
He's done texting.
I was texting.
So you're one of those people like you're on or you're off?
Yeah, like, I mean, I always have words, but like when I'm texting, or
you're thinking what you could say.
Yeah, not like if I'm texting or like say watching a show or I'm in the middle of playing a video game or whatever. I don't hear things around me very well. Like it drives my wife crazy and has for more than 30 years.
This is a real question. How do you explain that? Like, what do you think that is?
I'm good at focusing on tasks.
Do you think you hear them and you filter it? Or do you think you like really like, oh my God, I had no
idea. I honestly don't think I hear it. I'm not saying like if this happens all the time, my wife will, I'll be playing MLB The Show and I'm paying attention to what I'm doing and she'll walk by and I'll kind of vaguely notice she walked by, but I won't hear anything.
And then she'll be
like, did you hear what I just asked you? I'm like, no, I didn't hear what you said. Yeah.
Yeah. Our buddy Trish is here from down the hall. So your husband suffers from the same
thing. And actually, Wheeler saying that made me think that that's probably a good time to send subliminal messaging.
Right.
If they don't think they know that you're walking by like,
right.
I need a new car.
That may be how she's
coached.
Yes. That might be exactly how she's coached me up over the years.
Talk to a divorce attorney today. I'm sorry, honey. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So Rach is back with us today. Yesterday we started the show with the engaging topic of asphalt because I had noticed asphalt and that it hasn't changed since literally 2600 BC. And I think that someone is really lazy doing the simulation. And I noticed today another one, telephone poles. Telephone poles are exactly the way they've always been. How do we have a helicopter on Mars, but we just keep on cutting the same logs going like, this is fine.
But what could we do with that, though? Like,
see,
I don't know if
it's
we
that attitude that keeps the telephone poles the same.
Well, in new neighborhoods, they bury everything. They put everything underground, and I guess it's either it's probably just too expensive to do it in mass.
So I live in the city, and every once in a while, I'll go out on my back porch and just notice like the electrical wiring going on in the alleys and stuff. It's really stressful if you pay attention to it. Like, this could go out at any moment. Like, yeah, if lightning strikes, like we're screwed. I don't know.
It's a lot of tangled wires.
Yeah, it's like, how are they keeping track of all this?
I had a question. I forget what really made me think of this. Oh, I know what it was. I saw an article last night about how we're two years away from the aliens introducing themselves, which I'm like, shut up.
Oh, that's been a huge thing.
Shut
up. That's been a huge thing. 2027.
Yeah, if you knew that, I would know your name. Right?
Yeah.
If you were someone who knew that, I would know who you are.
I think somebody, quote unquote, of note in the UFO world said that. Like, it's 2027. That's when they're coming, so everybody get ready.
Well, that made me think about it. Let's say that it's true and they show up and we know they're coming on Tuesday. Who do you want to speak for us? It could be a person. It could be a type of person. Who do you want meeting the alien?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Really good question. It's a really tough question.
I don't want any politicians meeting the aliens.
So no politician?
No, I think we just take that off the table because...
Interesting.
If you have to decide between like red and blue, then we're fighting over that. And it's like, why don't we have a scientist of some kind?
Trump would be like, they're squishy. They're very blue.
I would also...
Cold to the touch.
I have no problems...
Intimate, sexually.
I have no problems with the military, but I would say maybe not the leaders of the military right away just because of what that might portray.
Mm-hmm.
If they could tell, I'm guessing they're smart. They could figure it out.
Like an Avi Loeb, head of astronomy at Harvard kind of guy. Too egg-heady?
I would prefer someone in that vein. Maybe, I don't know if he's the main guy, but somebody that is into science, that can speak the language of science, because that's probably what they're going to understand.
Well, you got to think, too, it's not necessarily an American either. You've got to think, like, the lead scientist
what a good
of the
point.
World.
What a great point.
No, it's going to be The Rock. It's
going to
be The Rock.
Yeah, what about Tom Hanks? Like Tom Hanks
will do it. Yeah, he's pretty, Yeah, The Rock might be too intimidating. We can't go muscles.
We really are so sorry to say low key, but it's not even low key. Just nationally narcissistic.
Yeah.
Us like or nothing.
Some guy from Pakistan's like, I'll do it. You're like, shut up, Pakistan.
Yeah.
You're not talking to the aliens.
Yeah. We just chant USA, USA.
Definitely. Maybe the better way to look at it is maybe it's not a person. Maybe it's a group of people. Like what disciplines would
like
we,
the
would,
Osmond
we
brothers.
Would want somebody who's great at math. We would want somebody. Yeah, that would be what I was thinking of.
Just don't let Jimmy.
Just send
do
all
it.
The Osmonds. So they'll be like, are they all like this? Because they're so nice. The math person, physics person, and then somebody who is basically just a great communicator. Somebody who is good at receiving and delivering messages and understanding communication.
All right, I'll do it.
All right, yeah, bro, let's go.
Yeah, how about if I talk to him?
Just you and Avi Loeb and
Osmonds.
And Donny Osmond.
We've been assembled an elite team.
Wait.
The super friends. And then a nuclear attack happened and turned them into superpowers.
And we threw in Tom Hanks, too.
That's basically the premise of The Immortals, isn't it? That movie?
No one but you. It. No one but you watched that movie.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
The Immortal? You mean The Eternals?
The Eternals, sorry. Immortals.
They also haven't seen that.
The Eternals. They end up going to this place, and then they're normal people, and then all of a sudden they're like superheroes.
I thought they were aliens.
Oh, they went to a place that kind of, you know, just watch the movie.
What did you spoil it?
We're talking about a movie that only Wheel saw, but can't remember the name of.
Yeah.
And we're drilling down on it.
Yeah.
refuses
it was something with an ALS at the end.
And won't allow
how should we start the show on GameWax? Let's see. Who hasn't seen this series from the 70s?
Oh, no, it's new.
No, it's new.
No, I know. That was the joke.
Oh.
Keep up, people. It's not going to get any easier.
I'm sorry.
Did you see that TikTok has said, hey, we don't take the deal. Like, if you pass this law and you tell us we have to sell within 6 months or 13 months, we're going to shut it down. It's kind of a power move.
Just shut it down in the U.S., I assume.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did pass it, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, like, Biden has to sign it.
Okay.
And then TikTok has basically said, we'll take our ball and go home.
Well, I mean, who are they supposed to? Who is the person who's willing to buy it for what it's worth?
Yeah.
That's a United States company.
The only one that stepped up is that creepy Mnuchin guy with the sweaty lips.
And there's nothing weird at all about somebody with ties to the previous administration being like, no, you need to let me buy the most successful social media app out there. Not weird at all.
Is there any way that... Well, first of all, do you guys think it's a problem? Forget about the going through the back doors and getting all your information. Just messaging. Do you guys feel messaged to? Do you guys feel manipulated in any way? Like, if they're not stealing our information or blackmailing people, is it any different than Twitter or anything else?
I personally don't feel messaged to.
I mean, I feel like if I am, I feel like I can handle it.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of political stuff on my TikTok. It's not a
lot of... Getting a lot of boobs, I'm going to tell you that right now.
Mostly
like
that.
They needed to message that,
too.
Right.
Like, oh, never thought of that. Thanks, TikTok.
Yeah. That's the propaganda.
I don't know. When I first got TikTok back during the pandemic, I didn't feel messaged to, like they were subliminally telling me anything, but I do remember talking about this on the show a lot. I felt bad using the app because of just the amount of time I was spending on it. It was
addictive. Yeah, talking about that.
Yeah, it just made me feel crummy. And I would talk about it and I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to delete it from my phone. And then I would re-download it. I'd be on it all the time. So I felt like it was more addictive than it was like, here's a message we want to drill into your head.
I feel that.
And maybe we're all just kind of more used to how addictive it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, I think the people that are, when you have a more fully formed brain and a little bit more experience in the world, you recognize those things. You recognize that it wasn't good for you and the way it was going, so you changed it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can recognize the messaging and be like, all right, I see what you're doing there. The question is, how do we teach young people those skills? Because we're not teaching them those things in school.
Yeah.
You're memorizing things in school. You're not learning about critical thinking. You're not learning about how to understand what's being thrown at you every day, like advertising. It's not just political messages, it's advertising messages that you should understand too.
You know how we all have our, if I could go back to a time in my life, kind of, we all have that time. For me, probably the late 80s, because I was like super crazy hot. but like, if you took 2024 Dave, addicted Dave, and put him in 1987, would I just flip out? Would like people be like, Cheers is on in 2 weeks? Would I just be like, oh my God.
Yeah. I would be so bored if I went back to that.
Someone entertain me. Don't spit in my mouth. I don't know. Do something. Jeez.
Yeah. Me now going in a time machine and dealing with that, it would be rough.
Yeah.
We
have evolved.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we really have. Our brains are different.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
To think that.
Would it change back in a certain amount of time,
I think it would.
If you gave it like a year, would you finally like settle back in like, all right.
I think we adapt to, mostly humans adapt to whatever we have to.
Because you didn't have a phone to mark things down. You like, get your calendar book out, write that down, Cheers on Thursday. All right.
You might really, I mean, after a while, I think it would be like any other addiction. I think there would be a true detox where you're just coming out of your skin. And then you'd be like, okay, I'm no longer jonesing. Let's reacquaint myself with the world of 1987, you know. And
boy, if I had all that time, I'd be going full Biff and gambling on sports outcomes I knew and getting rich.
Well, you're not a time traveler.
Oh. Yeah,
Kevin's like, I like this scenario.
I know. Right? Yeah. I'm going to be the new Elon.
He invents the internet.
Right. Yeah. He's like, well, I would kill Hitler, but I guess if you just want to watch TV.
Yeah, he said go to the 80s. Hitler's gone.
I wouldn't need TikTok if I knew the future.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we would become unaddicted faster than we think, though. Because you think about going on a camping trip for a weekend in a place with no cell service.
And you're like, we should live like this.
Exactly. And then you get back on your phone and it's right back to it. But I think we're just so like zeroed in. But if you took this away for 6 hours, your brain would kind of just go back to looking around and seeing what's in the room.
Yeah, I've told this story before, but my worst moment and my biggest moment of like true addiction, because I'm very lucky. I'm not addicted. I have not had trouble with substances or things like that. I have probably other things, but I was TikToking and I was watching one of my smart guy philosophy TED Talk kind of deals. And it's, I don't know how long these things go, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, but it was a longer version. And I was really, really enjoying it. Like I was really into what they were saying and I was making notes and stuff, but my thumb was really itchy. Like, but there's something after this, and it could be a donkey who talks. And I just, like, I wanted to see. What a strange feeling.
Yeah.
I'm completely enjoying myself right now, but there's something else that could be better. Which maybe is, like, the source of all addiction, I guess, right?
Everybody's chasing it, right? That's the whole point. Whatever it is.
We're saying smart things today.
I know.
It's because Ron didn't hear.
I'll stop talking.
I always kind of feel bad because, like, maybe that's just the point of addiction, but like I like all this stuff. Like you guys are always like, "Oh, it's so terrible that I'm so addicted to my phone and to TikTok, and I can't stop scrolling on Twitter or whatever." I like all that stuff. It's fun.
Hey,
it's a good time.
I'm with you.
You're supposed to be eating Nate hot dogs. You conveniently forgot, didn't you?
I thought it best to push it off a week
because.
My tummy's grumbly.
Okay, that's fine.
My tummy's grumbly.
That's fair. Do you know about this?
I don't.
Have you heard of the 999, the 999? It's explain it, Rach.
You go to the baseball game, you eat 9 hot dogs, drink 9 beers, and get it all done in 9 innings.
Ooh.
So we want to do a version of this on the DGS. The 888, where Andrew eats 8 hot dogs, drinks 8 sodas in 8 segments of the DGS.
Ooh.
Yeah. So 2 hours essentially of the DGS. I'm going to eat 8 hot dogs. I'm going to try to do, I'm thinking 8 cups of Coca-Cola.
I think the soda's going to be the hardest part.
That's definitely going to be the hardest part.
Solo cups?
Yeah, maybe like a solo cup.
I was
going
to say do cans.
Depends. Might be a little much.
Well, I'm wondering if a can
solo cups are bigger.
Are they bigger?
The solo cups are like 12 to 16 ounces. A can's 12.
Okay, cans. 8 cans.
Yeah.
Get the mini cans for all I care.
No, that's too easy.
Yeah, those are too easy.
Trisha,
I mean, I can
take yourself back
to
your most maniac version of you. What could you do in a contest like that?
I think I could do either the 9 beers or the 9 hot dogs. But not both together.
Yeah. I respect that answer.
Do you want to do 888 with me? With
not
Coca-Cola
really.
And hot dogs?
She's pregnant.
No.
For the love of God.
It's only like 444 for her.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Trisha, I know you have a fledgling human life inside you, but
did anyone ask?
Like, what is happening?
Let's see how much hot sauce she can drink.
Did anyone ask if the baby wanted to play?
Kyle, could you do it?
Oh, wait. I don't have his.
Hold on. We got to pop you up.
Hang on, it's a whole thing. Hang on, buddy.
He has his own knob?
Yeah, he just comes up with
he's
a
got
no.
a he's got a knob that needs to be set every day, and I forgot to set it.
Well, he's high maintenance,
my boy.
All right, there we go.
I think I would dominate the challenge.
All right.
All right. Oh, confident.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
I feel awesome. Very confident.
Young bros can eat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you done anything like that just for fun?
Absolutely not, but I know I can eat a lot of food, and yeah.
Like, are you a White Castle guy?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's too bad. I was going to see, like, how many of those you could do. What's the most White Castle anyone's done?
I've never tried to, like, go for a record or anything, but I think I could eat at least 10 sliders. Yeah, I could.
No.
In what amount of time? What are we talking about?
It's way harder than you think it is. It's so much harder.
But they're little.
And I can attest to that because remember we were going to have listener do it one time.
Mm-hmm.
And our old boss stepped in and was like, absolutely. Like, he came like running in the room like, no, you cannot have them do that because we forgot to tell him about it.
I think the question is.
And so I did it off the air. I had like 12 of them. And I thought I was going to die. Yeah. I mean, it is.
You are going to feel badly afterwards.
You're a bad competitive eater, though. I've watched you do it.
That's correct.
You're an excellent normal eater.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if nothing's on the line, you can put it away. But as soon as you put a trophy in front of you, you choke.
It goes straight to, it goes straight to
not literally,
head.
Right?
It goes straight to my head. Well, yeah,
he got
sometimes.
Food drunk once.
Oh.
I really thought I was good. I thought that time and the time I gave him the super hot chocolate, I thought my career was over. We're just talking about someone who I met who is attracted to someone who we all know who's not very attractive. And then I made the joke and said, like, oh, lady, are you super into Mr. Peanut as well? Because Mr. Peanut's not very sexy either. Then we all at the same time kind of went, Mr. Peanut carries himself.
He's got game.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm.
He knows something we don't.
Yeah.
He carries himself like he's the you know what.
He's got Riz.
Got Riz.
Now, did we agree he's responsible for COVID?
Or was Mr. Peanut?
It was Baby Peanut.
Baby, right?
Baby I think nut. It was Baby Nut.
Yeah, Baby
they
Nut.
They killed Mr. Peanut.
Yes, they did.
Mr. Peanut.
They killed off Mr. Peanut.
He was reincarnated, correct?
Right, they did.
And then he came back as Baby Nut.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit.
So they copied the Groot thing from the
young
movies.
The young nut, yeah.
All right.
Little nut.
Trashy. Good job, planners.
Someone's called Kyle and said that the human that they would want to talk to the aliens is Neil deGrasse Tyson. And you should have heard the studio.
All of us were like,
we're like boo!
What if it's a girl? He'll get all creepy.
I joked about it with us, but like that's a fast food take. Because he's the one science person that a lot of people know.
Yeah.
Like he's the modern day Bill Nye
person.
The science guy, right? Like everybody knows Neil deGrasse Tyson, but all of us that are nerds about it are like, no, he's not the guy.
His personality, he's such a know-it-all. I wouldn't want him meeting anyone for the first time. Like, you know, especially if they're from another planet. I don't want him to be like, this is why you're wrong, actually, and I'm right. Yeah. That's just his personality.
Planet full of doinks, that's what this is. And then you hit on Phyllis.
The aliens are like, listen, we're going to show you how to have free, sustainable energy forever. And he'll be like, that's not how you do it.
He'd be like, are you from Pluto or Uranus? And you're like, okay.
Okay. Settle down, Neil.
Let's just get out of here. What song are you trying to play?
Oye, ¿cómo va?
Who said that?
No, you wanted Low Rider. I played Low Rider, and then this was on the recommended for Low Rider, and I was like, oh, Santana.
Will you take over, Rich? A study found that being around an attractive woman tends to make men more honest, but women less honest. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Say that again.
Being around an attractive woman makes a man more honest, but makes a woman who's around an attractive woman less honest?
I feel like it would make men less honest because they'd be more likely to, like,
showing off.
Yeah, like, yeah. Overinflate.
Talk about your Olympic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff like that. I don't get the
women become less honest thing.
Insecurity, maybe?
Yeah, like maybe.
Like a competition thing?
Maybe. But is that an honesty thing?
I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't know. I feel like both would become less honest.
What percent of the population, male and female, are ravishing?
No, it's more.
We're
than
not
that.
An attractive species.
It's more than 1%.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much more it's than 1%, though. It's just
Thank
that
you.
The they're in our face, so we see them more. The beautiful people are on our televisions.
Well, here's my hot
on
take,
our Instagram
though.
Reels.
My hot take is when you see those people in real life with no lighting and makeup and all that stuff, they're not that much different than the normal pretty looking people you see.
Fair.
I mean,
I was watching I love old film noir, and I was watching a Humphrey Bogart movie, and he's with this gorgeous woman, and they're driving in a convertible because evidently they didn't have tops on cars back then, and she says something, and he goes, "Every dame looks the same when you wash their face off." Yeah, and
Dang.
she laughs. She's like, "I guess you're right," and I was like, "Geez, people really said that to people back then? Like, what a time!" Want some fun facts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Growing up, Katy Perry was not allowed to eat Lucky Charm cereal because luck was linked to the devil. Her family also called deviled eggs angeled eggs.
That's pretty good.
I know.
That's funny.
She went on to write the song "You're So Gay."
Right?
So that really worked out, is what we're saying.
Right. A couple in Utah has been reunited with their cat, who they accidentally shipped back to Amazon. The cat was hiding in a box that they returned. Said that she's going to be okay, but she went 6 days without food or water.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
This poor cat.
How do you not tell that there's a cat in the box?
Straight out of Christmas Vacation.
Like, did you pick up the box, put stuff in it, and the cat didn't move?
I mean, I could see a cat doing that, for real.
She's not moving at all?
Yeah, if she's... You know, comfy enough.
I see videos on TikTok of, like, people who have taken their, like, vehicle out on a work trip or something, and they're gone for, like, 9 hours, and then all of a sudden, like, the cat pops up from the back seat. It's like, hi!
Have you seen the one where the cat's on the wing of the plane?
Yes.
No?
Like, the,
yes.
It's a small, like,
airline plane, like the one that John Denver died in.
Gilligan's plane. Man, if they had that plane on the island, they could have all gotten away.
Hey, would have saved a lot of troubles.
In a tiny plane with a cat on the way.
The cat in the air? The plane flying with the cat?
And the couple that's flying notices, and the cat's just
See if you can find it for the break. See if you can Google it.
I don't know if I want to see that.
And the cat's like, for real.
We're laughing, but it's making me really nervous.
It's fine. It landed. On the video, they land, and the cat is fine.
How does
and
the cat survive a landing? An airplane landing.
Wouldn't
lives.
It go flying?
Yes.
They got nine lives.
As soon as he hit the brakes. More fun facts. There were only 25 episodes of the original Scooby-Doo.
What?
Oh, wow.
I know.
So, I mean, they all kind of ended the same way. You know?
So what are all the ones that we've been watching? Was there like a reboot?
Oh, there have been many Scoobies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Re-Scoobs.
That's when they added Scrappy-Doo later on.
Mm-hmm. The last execution by guillotine occurred the same year Star Wars was released.
What?
Yeah.
1977.
Huh.
Does it say which country?
France.
Of course.
Seems so recent.
So recent, right?
Wait, so there was a beheading via guillotine not long after women were first able to get their own credit cards.
What are you trying to say?
Like those things crossed. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird in human history that those things crossed.
What are you trying to say,
Let's
Kevin?
Draw
why,
parallels.
No, but like, why? It's how weird are we that those two things actually overlap?
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Wheels.
Like, how did those things overlap? It's just so stupid. We're so stupid.
Well, we need to guillotine this woman. Let's ask her husband if it's okay.
Women bought all the guillotines.
If you're 7 feet tall, you have a 1 in 6 chance of playing in the NBA.
Tracks. Not that many people
crazy,
are 7 feet tall.
Right?
Yeah.
66 years separates the Wright brothers' first flight from Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Wow.
Especially since we spent 250,000 years just doing nothing.
And they were still guillotining people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They were canned.
Yeah, it was
they
ten,
were guillotining people when we were alive.
10 years later, they're still guillotining people.
We put a man on the moon, and we're still guillotining people.
This one's going to hurt you. President Joe Biden was born closer to Lincoln's assassination than his own inauguration.
Yep. I've seen that
I've
one.
I've heard that one. It's extremely upsetting. Extremely upsetting.
Yeah.
John Tyler. Anyone know who that is?
President Steven Tyler's president. Dad.
Prez.
See, I guess I knew he was a president, but
he was like
know.
The sixth president or something.
Tenth. John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, born in 1790. Still has a living grandson.
Oh, that's cool.
Harrison Ruffin Tyler.
His name is Joseph Biden.
Ruffin.
Do you think people just call him Ruff?
During World War II, a bear fought in the Polish army. He was enlisted as a private and later promoted to corporal. He carried ammunition to the front line, drank copious amounts of beer, and was taught to salute.
Nice.
Mm. Kill the messenger. Macaulay Culkin. Anyone know his middle name?
Yeah, it's something. It's something stupid, isn't it?
It's Macaulay Culkin. His what? Name is Macaulay. Hold on. His name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
No, it's not.
Why?
What?
Google it.
Why did they do that?
Well, his parents doing
I don't know.
They're doing drugs.
Why did they teach a bear to drink beer?
No, because that's fun. Plus, it keeps him like, from being mean. They
I feel
get
like
calm.
He may have been responsible for the middle name thing, right?
Did he change it?
He changed it later.
Yeah, like I don't know if he did, but he held a website. He held a poll on his website in 2018 to change his middle name,
like Bodie McBoakface kind of thing.
Exactly, and he said whatever gets the most votes, he will change his name to that. And Macaulay Culkin won the poll.
Carol Burnett says that she'd like to do Bradley Cooper. So he sent her a birthday message saying, quote, I've been such a massive fan of yours ever since I was a kid. I hope to meet you one day and work together, which had to be a giant disappointment to Carol Burnett.
Rejection.
She's
Bradley
like, oh.
Cooper is my Angelina Jolie. I don't find Angelina. I think Angelina Jolie is perfect. Like she's carved out of ivory. She doesn't move my meter one bit. And I feel the same way about Bradley Cooper. I know he's a sex symbol. I know he's like perfectly handsome, but he just is. And he's a great actor, but he does absolutely nothing for me.
I understand that.
Do you guys have people like that?
Chris Evans, Captain America. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, he's so hot. It's like looking at a wall. Like
looking at a wall.
Bradley Cooper does. Chris Evans, you're right, doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Wheels? Hey. You're hiding something.
No, I don't have. I mean, I don't know.
He's like, celebrity crushes are for the weak.
No. I just I don't know that I see anybody and I'm like that I see is pretty and I'm like, nope, not for me.
So you're attracted to all of them.
I mean, like a normal person would be, not in a creepy way.
It's like he's being cross-examined.
No, I can't think of anybody.
He's really crumbling.
Would like to speak to my attorney?
This would be a good way to get points if you're like a married person. You're like, no, that hot person's really not hot.
Say
like,
a gooey way?
I don't know that I know. What?
Did you say a gooey way?
Not in a creepy way.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Speaking of in a creepy way, Carol Burnett, don't say stuff like that.
Yeah,
because like if Martin Scorsese was like, Jennifer Lawrence, I'd love to give me a piece of that. We'd all be like, whoa. Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Andrew, anyone blank to you?
All women's are queens. Straight up.
No cap.
All Riz.
All women's are queens.
I'm built different.
Hit that stupid song of yours. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm 50 DGS, happy Friday to you. Going to be pretty much like this the whole weekend, I think, with some storms coming through. Rach, what's the Target 360 thing that you were talking about?
So I had talked about this on the air a couple weeks ago. I think it's for like $35, $40 a month. You get Target delivered to your doorstep in 2 hours or less. And I was under the impression that it was like Amazon Prime. So I was like, oh, this is a really cool service. If you're a Target fan, delivered to your doorstep for this small fee. Well, I read a story today where this woman signed up for it and did it. She ordered like an Apple Watch and a couple of other things. And whenever she went to check the app later, there was a suggested tip. So they're asking you to tip people. And the suggested tip was $84 because she got such a high value item. But I thought, might as well say something to people and warn them just so they don't think it's like Amazon where you're just getting it shipped to you free shipping or something. Like, no, it's basically another gig economy thing where you're expected to tip.
I saw that we are all tipping 500% more than we used to because of the whole spin the iPad thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Kind of crazy.
My hot dog tipping at the game may have broken me.
Yeah, would that be the watershed moment where you're like, you know, I'm going to stop doing that?
Yeah, I tipped no one because I got my own hot dog and paid for it and
put it on the whatever that is.
Some guy
the sensor
creepily watched me to make sure I wasn't going to steal it, and I gave him.
You're like, hey, hey, buddy, thanks for making sure I didn't steal.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for keeping me on the straight and narrow.
Here's a 10 spot.
I'm a wiener stealer. Nudist DoorDash story?
Yeah, there was an... I just always see these, like, gig economy stories on my show prep service, and they're very interesting to me, and I thought of Andrew and Megan because she, you know, delivered the DoorDash to the naked person one time, but there was someone who said, like,
as her husband with clothes set in his car.
I was watching out the window. I was making sure another one wrong.
He was doing what the guy did at the ballpark. He was making sure.
Yeah. I was like, hey, you back off there.
But this,
from the window.
This Dasher was on their way to deliver an order, and they got a message from the person they were delivering to saying, hey, just so you know, I'm a nudist, and I will be nude when I answer the door. And the Dasher was like, I don't want to see you naked. Can you please just change it to no contact delivery so I can leave it on your doorstep? And the nudist was like, nope. I want you to see me naked. So then the Dasher goes, okay, well, I'm canceling this. I shouldn't have to put up with this. So they called DoorDash support and they were like, sorry, that's not a valid reason to cancel an order. So now you're penalized.
You gotta be kidding.
I quit right
now,
there.
I fully believe that.
A lot of people commented and said, it seems like you just got a really unhelpful DoorDash associate. Because most people would have let you off the hook for this, but they should probably write something like that into the policy that says if someone's threatening you with their own nudity, you don't have to deliver their Taco Bell.
How about you just...
It's also very likely it was AI, and part of the AI script didn't account for what if this person's naked. So if you suggest anything to that AI that's not one of the predetermined valid reasons, then it's going to go, no, sorry, you got to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of one of my most recent DoorDash embarrassments. So we're all friends here, right? We're all grown-ups. So guys, we put our hands in our pockets, and then sometimes we put our hands other places. And I was at home, in my own home, wearing big loose gym shorts, waiting for my DoorDash person to get there, not realizing they were on my porch. Mm-hmm. And so I was making myself comfortable.
You were jingling the keys.
And then I see a flash. Now, so I wasn't worried about the person because I could tell the person was like doing their business, but, and I'm in my own home, but still you should be a little more careful. But then they sent me the picture.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And you're in the background of it? Wow.
Yeah.
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 Do you guys remember the picture that
it's my profile pic now.
You know what? I think I saw that on the internet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when I picked up the DoorDash from downstairs here and they have to take a picture to prove? And so the picture that they took was of me with the food walking away.
Yes.
And I'm just like just lumbering with a big armload of food.
Like the Patterson Gimlin film.
And it's falling down. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, click. And they sent it and it went straight to my phone. And I was like, oh, thank you.
What's that? What's worse, that or the one you uploaded yourself?
Well, that one is way worse. Trish, the one I have on myself looks pretty good.
So he was a DoorDasher, and DoorDash said, well, we need a picture of you for our files. So he took a picture of himself shirtless on the toilet.
Just for fun?
Because I didn't realize that it was going to be like the public-facing photo.
It became the one, like, if you order from Chevy's Fresh Mex, they're like, Andrew will be there in 38 minutes.
I didn't know it was going to be like that. I thought it was just, like, for them to have to prove that I was a real person.
An internal photo.
Yeah, why would you want that in your file?
Because I don't care. I mean,
that
whatever.
That is the reverse of Rachel's story. Like, if I had my dad, I would look like that. Like, no, thank you.
It's the
4 minutes ago, you were indignant. What song are you trying to play?
Oye, ¿cómo va?
Who said that?
No, you wanted Low Rider. I played Low Rider, and then this was on the recommended for Low Rider, and I was like, oh, Santana.
Will you take over, Rage? A study found that being around an attractive woman tends to make men more honest, but women less honest. Does that make any sense to anybody?
Say that again.
Being around an attractive woman makes a man more honest, but makes a woman who's around an attractive woman less honest.
I feel like it would make men less honest because they'd be more likely to like
showing off.
Yeah. Like overinflate.
Talk about your Olympic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff like that. I don't get the
women become less honest thing.
Insecurity maybe.
Yeah. Maybe
like a competition thing.
Maybe. But is that an honesty thing?
I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't know. I feel like both would become less honest.
What percent of the population, male and female, are ravishing?
One? No, it's more.
We're not
than
an attractive species.
It's more than 1%.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much more it's than 1%, though. It's just
Thank
that
you.
The they're in our face, so we see them more. The beautiful people are on our televisions Instagram reels.
My hot take is when you see those people in real life with no lighting and makeup and all that stuff, they're not that much different than the normal pretty-looking people you see.
Fair.
I mean,
I was watching I love old film noir, and I was watching a Humphrey Bogart movie, and he's with this gorgeous woman, and they're driving in a convertible because evidently they didn't have tops on cars back then, and she says something, and he goes, "Every dame looks the same when you wash their face off." Yeah, and she laughs. She's like, "I guess you're right," and I was like, "Geez, people really said that to people back then? Like, what a time." Want some fun facts?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Growing up, Katy Perry was not allowed to eat Lucky Charm cereal because luck was linked to the devil. Her family also called deviled eggs angeled eggs.
That's pretty good.
I know.
That's funny.
She went on to write the song "You're So Gay."
Right?
So that really worked out, is what we're saying.
Right. A couple in Utah has been reunited with their cat, who they accidentally shipped back to Amazon. The cat was hiding in a box that they returned. Said that she's going to be okay, but she went 6 days without food or water.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
How do you not tell there's a cat in the box?
Straight out of Christmas Vacation.
Like, did you pick up the box, put stuff in it, and the cat didn't move?
I mean, I could see a cat doing that, for real.
She's not moving at all?
Yeah, if she's... you know, comfy enough.
I see videos on TikTok of like people who have taken their like vehicle out on a work trip or something, and they're gone for like 9 hours, and then all of a sudden, like the cat pops up from the back seat. It's like, hi.
Have you seen the one where the cat's on the wing of the plane?
Yes.
No.
Like the, yes. It's a small
airline plane, like the one that John Denver died in.
Gilligan's plane. Man, if they had that plane on the island, they could have all gotten away.
Hey, would have saved a lot of troubles.
In a tiny plane with a cat on the way.
The cat in the air? The plane flying with the cat?
And the couple that's flying notices, and the cat's just
See if you can find it for the break. See if you can Google it.
I don't know if I want to see that.
And the cat's like, for real.
We're laughing, but it's making me really nervous.
It's fine. It landed. On the video, they land, and the cat is fine.
How does
and
the cat survive a landing? An airplane landing.
Yeah, wouldn't it go flying? Yes.
They got nine lives.
As soon as he hit the brakes. More fun facts. There were only 25 episodes of the original Scooby-Doo.
What?
Oh, wow.
I know.
So, I mean, they all kind of ended the same way. You know?
So what are all the ones that we've been watching? Was there like a reboot?
Oh, there have been many Scoobies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Rescoobs.
That's when they added Scrappy-Doo later on.
Mm-hmm. The last execution by guillotine occurred the same year Star Wars was released.
What?
Yeah.
1977.
Huh.
Does it say which country?
France.
Of course.
Seems so recent.
So recent, right?
Wait, so there was a beheading via guillotine not long after women were first able to get their own credit cards.
What are you trying to say?
Like those things crossed. It's weird. Yeah. Like, it's weird in human history that those things
what
crossed.
What are you trying to say,
Let's
Kevin?
Draw
why, no, but like, why? It's how weird are we that those two things actually overlap?
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Wheels.
Like, how did those things overlap? It's just so stupid. We're so stupid.
Well, we need to guillotine this woman. Let's ask her husband if it's okay.
Women bought all the guillotines.
If you're 7 feet tall, you have a 1 in 6 chance of playing in the NBA.
Tracks. Not that many people
crazy,
are 7 feet tall.
Right?
Yeah.
66 years separates the Wright brothers' first flight from Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
That's insane.
That's crazy. Wow.
Especially since we spent 250,000 years just doing nothing.
And they were still guillotining people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were guillotining people when we were alive. Later, they're still guillotining people.
We put a man on the moon and we're still guillotining people.
This one's going to hurt you. President Joe Biden was born closer to Lincoln's assassination than his own inauguration.
Yep. I've seen that
I've
one.
I've heard that one. It's extremely upsetting. Extremely upsetting.
Yeah.
John Tyler. Anyone know who that is?
President Steven Tyler's president. Dad.
Prez.
See, I guess I knew he was a president, but
he was
I don't know. The
sixth president or something.
Tenth. John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, born in 1790. Still has a living grandson.
Oh, that's cool.
Harrison Ruffin Tyler.
His name is Joseph Biden.
Ruffin.
Do you think people just call him Ruff?
During World War II, a bear fought in the Polish army. He was enlisted as a private and later promoted to corporal. He carried ammunition to the front line, drank copious amounts of beer, and was taught to salute.
Nice.
Mm. Killed the messenger. Macaulay Culkin. Anyone know his middle name?
Yeah, it's something. It's something stupid, isn't it?
It's Macaulay Culkin. His name is Macaulay. Hold on. His name is Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
No, it's not.
Why?
What?
Google it.
Why did they do that?
Well, his parents
I don't know.
They're doing drugs.
Why did they teach a bear to drink beer?
No, because that's fun. Plus, it keeps him from being mean. They
I feel
get
like
calm.
He may have been responsible for the middle name thing, right?
Did he change it?
He changed it later.
Yeah, like I don't know if he did, but he held a website. He held a poll on his website in 2018 to change his middle name,
like Bodie McBoakface kind of thing.
Exactly, and he said whatever gets the most votes, he will change his name to that. And Macaulay Culkin won the poll.
Carol Burnett says that she'd like to do Bradley Cooper. So he sent her a birthday message saying, quote, I've been such a massive fan of yours ever since I was a kid. I hope to meet you one day and work together, which had to be a giant disappointment to Carol Burnett.
Rejection.
She's
Bradley
like, oh.
Cooper is my Angelina Jolie. I don't find Angelina. I think Angelina Jolie is perfect. Like, she's carved out of ivory. She doesn't move my meter one bit. And I feel the same way about Bradley Cooper. I know he's a sex symbol. I know he's like perfectly handsome, but he just is. And he's a great actor, but he does absolutely nothing for me.
I understand that.
Do you guys have people like that?
Chris Evans, Captain America. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, he's so hot. It's like looking at a wall. Like,
yeah. Looking at a wall.
Yeah. Bradley Cooper does. Chris Evans, you're right, doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Wheels? Hey, you're hiding something.
No, I don't have. I mean, I don't know.
He's like, celebrity crushes are for the weak.
No, I just I don't know that I see anybody and I'm like, that I see is pretty and I'm like, nope, not for me.
So you're attracted to all of them.
I mean, like a normal person would be, not in a creepy way.
It's like he's being cross-examined.
No, I can't think of anybody.
He's really crumbling.
Would like to speak to my attorney? Like,
this would be a good way to get points if you're like a married person. You're like, no, that hot person's really not hot.
Say
like,
a gooey way?
I don't know that I know. What?
Did you say a gooey way?
Not in a creepy way.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Speaking of in a creepy way, Carol Burnett, don't say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because like if Martin Scorsese was like, Jennifer Lawrence, I'd love to give me a piece of that. We'd all be like, whoa. Yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Andrew, anyone blank to you?
All women's are queens. Straight up.
No cap.
All Riz.
All women's are queens.
I'm built different.
Hit that stupid song of yours. Ooh, God.
chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, 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 chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling,
ooga, ooga,
deep inside of me.
Chaka, ooga, ooga,
girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Ooga, 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 chaka,
when you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm
150 DGS, happy Friday to you. Going to be pretty much like this the whole weekend, I think, with some storms coming through. Rach, what's the Target 360 thing that you were talking about?
So I had talked about this on the air a couple weeks ago. I think it's for like $35, $40 a month. You get Target delivered to your doorstep in 2 hours or less. And I was under the impression that it was like Amazon Prime. So I was like, oh, this is a really cool service if you're a Target fan. Delivered to your doorstep for this small fee. Well, I read a story today where this woman signed up for it and did it. She ordered like an Apple Watch and a couple of other things. And whenever she went to check the app later, there was a suggested tip. So they're asking you to tip people. And the suggested tip was $84 because she got such a high value item. But I thought, might as well say something to people and warn them just so they don't think it's like Amazon where you're just getting it shipped to you, free shipping or something. Like, no, it's basically another gig economy thing where you're expected to tip.
I saw that we are all tipping 500% more than we used to because of the whole spin the iPad thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Kind of crazy.
My hot dog tipping at the game may have broken me.
Yeah, would that be the watershed moment where you're like, you know, I'm going to stop doing that?
Yeah, I tipped no one. Because I got my own hot dog and paid for it and
put it on the whatever that is.
Some guy
the sensor.
Creepily watched me to make sure I wasn't going to steal it. And I gave him.
You're like, hey, hey, buddy, thanks for making sure I didn't steal.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for keeping me on the straight and narrow.
Here's a 10 spot.
I'm a wiener stealer. Nudist DoorDash story.
Yeah, there was an I just always see these like gig economy stories on my show prep service, and they're very interesting to me. And I thought of Andrew and Megan because she, you know, delivered the DoorDash to the naked person one time. But there was someone who said, like,
as her husband with clothes set in his car.
I was watching out the window. I was making sure another one wrong.
He was doing what the guy did at the ballpark.
He's
making sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, hey, you back off there.
But this,
from the window.
This dasher was on their way to deliver an order, and they got a message from the person they were delivering to saying, hey, just so you know, I'm a nudist, and I will be nude when I answer the door. And the dasher was like, I don't want to see you naked. Can you please just change it to no contact delivery so I can leave it on your doorstep? And the nudist was like, nope. I want you to see me naked. So then the dasher goes, okay, well, I'm canceling this. I shouldn't have to put up with this. So they called DoorDash support and they were like, sorry, that's not a valid reason to cancel an order. So now you're penalized.
You gotta be kidding.
I quit right
now,
there.
I fully believe that.
A lot of people commented and said, it seems like you just got a really unhelpful DoorDash associate. Because most people would have let you off the hook for this, but they should probably write something like that into the policy that says if someone's threatening you with their own nudity, you don't have to deliver their Taco Bell.
How about you just...
It's also very likely it was AI, and part of the AI script didn't account for what if this person's naked. So if you suggest anything to that AI that's not one of the predetermined valid reasons, then it's going to go, no, sorry, you got to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of one of my most recent DoorDash embarrassments. So we're all friends here, right? We're all grown-ups. So guys, we put our hands in our pockets, and then sometimes we put our hands other places. And I was at home, in my own home, wearing big loose gym shorts, waiting for my DoorDash person to get there, not realizing they were on my porch. Mm-hmm. And so I was making myself comfortable.
You were jingling the keys.
And then I see a flash. Now, so I wasn't worried about the person because I could tell the person was like doing their business, but, and I'm in my own home, but still you should be a little more careful. But then they sent me the picture.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you're in the background of it? Wow.
Yeah.
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 Do you guys remember the picture that
it's my profile pic now.
You know what? I think I saw that on the internet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when I picked up the DoorDash from downstairs here, and they have to take a picture to prove, and so the picture that they took was of me with the food walking away.
Yes.
And I'm just like just lumbering with a big armload of food.
Like the Patterson-Gimlin film.
It's falling down. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, click. And they sent it, and it went straight to my phone, and I was like, oh, thank you.
What's that? What's worse, that or the one you uploaded yourself?
Well, that one is way worse. Trish, the one I uploaded myself looks pretty good.
So he was a DoorDasher, and DoorDash said, well, we need a picture of you for our files. So he took a picture of himself shirtless on the toilet.
Just for fun?
Because I didn't realize that it was going to be like the public-facing photo.
It became the one, like, if you order from Chevy's Fresh Mex, they're like, Andrew will be there in 38 minutes.
I didn't know it was going to be like that. I thought it was just, like, for them to have to prove that I was a real person.
An internal photo.
Yeah, why would you want that in your file?
Because I don't care. I mean,
that
whatever.
That is the reverse of Rachel's story. Like, if right, I did like that, I'm like, no, thank you. It's the call. Yeah.
4 minutes ago, you were indignant.
From you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay here. Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
I can't stop this feeling.
Ooga, ooga, ooga
chaka. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
DGS, happy Friday to you. Going to be pretty much like this the whole weekend, I think, with some storms coming through. Rach, what's the Target 360 thing that you were talking about?
So I had talked about this on the air a couple weeks ago. I think it's for like $35, $40 a month. You get Target delivered to your doorstep in 2 hours or less. And I was under the impression that it was like Amazon Prime. So I was like, oh, this is a really cool service if you're a Target fan. Delivered to your doorstep for this small fee. Well, I read a story today where this woman signed up for it and did it. She ordered like an Apple Watch and a couple of other things. And whenever she went to check the app later, there was a suggested tip. So they're asking you to tip people. And the suggested tip was $84 because she got such a high value item. But I thought, might as well say something to people and warn them just so they don't think it's like Amazon where you're just getting it shipped to you free shipping or something. Like, no, it's basically another gig economy thing where you're expected to tip.
I saw that we are all tipping 500% more than we used to because of the whole spin the iPad thing.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Kind of crazy.
My hot dog tipping at the game may have broken me.
Yeah, will that be the watershed moment where you're like, you know, I'm going to stop doing that?
Yeah, I tipped no one. Because I got my own hot dog and paid for it and
put it on the whatever that is.
Some guy
the sensor.
Creepily watched me to make sure I wasn't going to steal it. And I gave him.
You're like, hey, hey, buddy, thanks for making sure I didn't steal.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks for keeping me on the straight and narrow.
Here's a 10 spot.
I'm a wiener stealer. Nudist DoorDash story.
Yeah, there was an I just always see these like gig economy stories on my show prep service, and they're very interesting to me. And I thought of Andrew and Megan because she, you know, delivered the DoorDash to the naked person one time. But there was someone who said, like,
as her husband with clothes set in his car.
I was watching out the window. I was making sure another one wrong.
He was doing what the guy did at the ballpark.
Just
making sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, hey, you back off there.
But this,
from the window.
This dasher was on their way to deliver an order, and they got a message from the person they were delivering to saying, hey, just so you know, I'm a nudist, and I will be nude when I answer the door. And the dasher was like, I don't want to see you naked. Can you please just change it to no contact delivery so I can leave it on your doorstep? And the nudist was like, nope. I want you to see me naked. So then the Dasher goes, okay, well, I'm canceling this. I shouldn't have to put up with this. So they called DoorDash support and they were like, sorry, that's not a valid reason to cancel an order. So now you're penalized.
You gotta be kidding.
I quit right
now,
there.
I fully believe that.
A lot of people commented and said, it seems like you just got a really unhelpful DoorDash associate. Because most people would have let you off the hook for this, but they should probably write something like that into the policy that says if someone's threatening you with their own nudity, you don't have to deliver their Taco Bell.
How about you just...
It's also very likely it was AI, and part of the AI script didn't account for what if this person's naked. So if you suggest anything to that AI that's not one of the predetermined valid reasons, then it's going to go, no, sorry, you got to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of one of my most recent DoorDash embarrassments. So we're all friends here, right? We're all grown-ups. So guys, we put our hands in our pockets, and then sometimes we put our hands other places. And I was at home, in my own home, wearing big loose gym shorts, waiting for my DoorDash person to get there, not realizing they were on my porch. Mm-hmm. And so I was making myself comfortable.
You were jingling the keys.
And then I see a flash. Now, so I wasn't worried about the person because I could tell the person was like doing their business, but, and I'm in my own home, but still you should be a little more careful. But then they sent me the picture.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And you're in the background of it? Wow.
Yeah.
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 Do you guys remember the picture that
it's my profile pic now.
You know what? I think I saw that on the internet.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when I picked up the DoorDash from downstairs here and they have to take a picture to prove? And so the picture that they took was of me with the food walking away.
Yes.
And I'm just like just lumbering with a big armload of food.
Like the Patterson-Gimlin film.
And it's falling down. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, click. And they said, and it went straight to my phone. And I was like, oh, thank you.
What's that? What's worse, that or the one you uploaded yourself?
Well, that one is way worse. Trish, the one I uploaded myself looks pretty good.
So he was a DoorDasher, mm-hmm. and DoorDash said, well, we need a picture of you for our files. So he took a picture of himself shirtless on the toilet.
Just for fun?
Because I didn't realize that it was going to be like the public-facing photo.
It became the one, like, if you order from Chevy's Fresh Mex, they're like, Andrew will be there in 38 minutes.
I didn't know it was going to be like that. I thought it was just, like, for them to have to prove that I was a real person.
An internal photo.
Yeah, why would you want that in your file?
Because I don't care. I mean,
whatever. That is the reverse of Rachel's story. Like, if I had my tattoo, like, no, thank you. Cancel, please.
Four minutes ago, you were indignant.
From you, girl, but I don't need no cure.